This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This next story comes with the standard investing caveat: past performance is no guarantee of future returns. And now with that out of the way, here is the item. The first big initial public offering of 2022 started trading today. The private equity firm TPG went public and raised about $1 billion. Last year, and I get it if this got by you, what with everything, but 2021 was an IPO-palooza with a record number of companies raising a record amount of capital. But new listings may not be quite as welcome this year, and as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, that could have ripples way, way, way beyond Wall Street.
Okay, so there's the obvious people you expect to be bummed out if the IPO market stinks. Venture capitalists who make lots of money when startups go public, the investment bankers who make lots of money helping them, maybe CEOs who really love ringing bells in front of crowds. But you know who might not be so bummed out? Big tech.
The less great your IPO might look, the more appealing getting acquired by a massive company can be.
Sarah Kuntz is general partner at the venture capital firm Clio Capital. She says later stage startups may be more inclined to join the Metas and Amazons of the world if public markets aren't so welcoming. And with so much of startup pay tied up in stock options, founders may have to go above and beyond the free kombucha bar to keep staff.
It takes longer to IPO. Founders have to kind of get creative to think about how to keep their employees, you know, well compensated and happy.
An IPO drought taxes more than just Silicon Valley, though. It taxes taxes. Kim Rubin researches public finance at the Tax Policy Center.
But in places that are highly reliant on income tax and that have a lot of IPOs, their revenues can go up and down a lot based on what's going on with IPOs.
California has a multi-billion-dollar budget surplus, partly because Bay Area firms like SoFi and Roblox went public last year, launching more employees into higher income brackets. While some state and federal coffers could take a hit, a dull IPO market could help one long-suffering group, first-time home buyers. Barney Hartman Glaser is a finance professor at UCLA.
On the date that the firm that's intending to do an IPO files its intention, we actually see a big increase in house prices.
So fewer IPOs, maybe slightly more affordable homes in places like San Francisco, Austin, and New York. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.